Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And I have a couple of questions for you.
Ooh.
First, did you get any of the snow this week?
We got some flakes. And actually, on which day was it? Thursday. I was outside and I was getting my shoulders and my hair was all like white.
Aha. Uh-huh. But
yes.
None on the ground.
Well, it was there for a short time, but not.
Yeah.
It didn't last.
Okay. Secondly, what about the aurora?
Rumor has it that it's been visible, but I've been sound asleep, so
yeah.
You couldn't prove it by me.
Well, we also seem to have clouds a lot on the nights where it's forecasted, mm-hmm. or there's a possibility.
How about tonight?
About tonight, I don't know, but I'm certainly going to be looking. I look every single night, and
okay.
I don't seem to see it most of the time. But November is very a very good month for aurora, and it sounds like we have a much more active sun
mm-hmm.
now than we were the last few years. So I'm hoping for one night to have quite a beautiful show. As far as the snow goes, yes, we did have a snow cover here. Duluth only recorded about a trace, but we had on Thursday morning, depending on where you checked, but we had in some areas close to 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
in Carlton County. My home here, I estimated 1.5 inches. It was enough that I could see animal tracks in the snow, and it was enough that in some places it lasted throughout the day. So that's always a good step. The other thing of note is freezing. We've been having temperatures in the 20s every morning, and so every morning the ponds and the swamps are ice-covered,
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching the lake as well, and the lake has a little bit of ice, not too much on it yet. But the ponds have been keeping the ice all day, which is another step in it, because usually they get ice in the morning, and then it thaws by afternoon. Well, the last couple of days, the ice has stayed for the whole day. So I'm thinking that this might be the beginning of the freeze-up, and usually we get our freeze-up somewhere a little bit later than this, somewhere around the 15th to the 25th. But we'll see what's going to be happening. We have a forecast for a mild day today, but it's supposed to be chillier again tomorrow. If you've been getting out after dark, you've no doubt seen the tremendous full moon that we've had.
Mm.
And right nearby that planet, that's Jupiter. It's been putting on quite a show with the full moon in the last few nights. In the early morning, it's also been interesting to see Jupiter in the west and Mars in the east. So, yeah, quite a sight for those who rise early. And, of course, we have such early sunsets now. For those who don't rise early, you can still get out to see plenty more in the evening. As far as the migration goes, I've been watching. I decided it's time to take a look at what the water birds are doing. As I said earlier, the ponds and swamps tend to freeze. Even the lakes are beginning to freeze, but the rivers don't, not yet. And so I've been looking at a section of the St. Louis River here this week, and it's been interesting. On one day, I saw no less than 9 kinds of water birds. These range from individuals in a couple of cases to entire flocks of ringneck duck. I saw the usual Canada geese and mallards, but I also saw black ducks and pintails and buffalo heads and green-winged teal and hooded mergansers. And at a nearby lake, I also saw three trumpeter swans. And then one night this week, I heard a flock going over, and that was the flock of tundra swans.
Mm.
So we are getting plenty of migration that's going on. One of the interesting sightings that I saw out there in the river was a surf scoter. You probably get plenty up in the Grand Marais area there, but to come inland on a river here is a little bit unusual. Surf scoters are an ocean duck, and when they show up in this part of the country, they'll show up in the big lakes, and they do every year. Three kinds of scoters, and every one of them will show up at one time or another in this area here, but it's always a great sight to see them. In addition to that, the raptor migration is pretty much the red-tailed hawk, rough-leg hawk, bald eagle, golden eagle. But I've been interested to notice we're getting some goshawks been reported as coming across as well. As far as the smaller birds go, they are still trickling through, not quite like the flocks that we were having earlier, but they're still here, but they just haven't too much come to the bird feeders yet. I usually see redpolls this time of year, but when they don't come to the bird feeders, it seems like until about January, then they finally settle down. Until then, they are finding plenty of food in the birches and the alders where they feed on the seeds. In the world of mammals, of course, this was deer season starting this week. And there was a lot of movement from deer, but I also saw a few other critters of note. I saw a chipmunk. I thought the chipmunks had all pretty well gone to sleep, and then just the day before yesterday, out on a walk, I saw chipmunks. The snowshoe hare are right in the midst of their brown, white cover. Pretty much by the 1st of December, they're all white, but they're kind of going through the phase right now, the change, and usually they count on having some snow on the ground, and if there's no snow and they turn all white, like happened a few years ago, they can be a little bit of trouble. Bear are still wandering around. They haven't quite settled down into sleeping yet. I've been watching Beaver Pond, and that beavers are very active at this time. It's a really interesting time of year to watch beaver. They are really, constructing the lodge to be harder to survive the winter. Then they go out and cut a bunch of branches and bring them back and put it next to the lodge as their cache of food. It's just really interesting, and I've been watching a couple of beaver ponds. Also been seeing a few muskrats, and this is the time of year when a lot of deer mice tend to start moving indoors. I just pretty much expect mid-November is deer mouse time, mm-hmm. and they get into the cold, and they start moving indoors. And every night, we get a beautiful showing of flying squirrels. They were at the feeder again last night. We had one night this week where we had about a dozen of them. As far as some of the late critters in the daytime, I saw some dragonflies this week. I saw a butterfly this week, grasshoppers, woolly bear caterpillars, crane flies, ballooning spiders, moths. There's not a lot of them, but they're still out there. And on a day like today, when the temperature rises, there'll be a few more still being active. As far as the trees go, the leaf drop and leaf color is pretty much all over, but there are a few still hanging on. I noticed in the Duluth area, there's a lot of silver maples, and the silver maples are still holding their leaves. They're a little bit of yellow, but they're still there. And the weeping willows. The weeping willows are outstanding. Some of them are almost completely gold. Lilacs are still holding leaves, though ours are dropping, and I would expect in the next 2 days pretty much the rest of the leaves are going to drop. And buckthorn, which has been green all along, is starting to drop its leaves as well. In the fall wildflowers, there's always a few flowers that hang on way past the frost, and they are just tough, and they last and last and last. Good examples of some tansies. I saw tansies in bloom this week. I saw a goldenrod in bloom and a yarrow in bloom, still hanging on. But when it comes to the wildflowers, this is the time of year when they make all their fluffy seeds, and the seeds blow around in the wind. And the goldenrods are probably the most abundant with that, but so do the asters, and so do the milkweed. Milkweed have a lot of really beautiful fluffy leaves or fluffy seeds at this time. So, yes, it is November, and a lot of people say November is drab and has nothing to offer. I would suggest getting out and taking a look, and you might say otherwise.
Thank you, Larry.
Yep, and thank you for calling.
All right.
Sure, bye.
Talk to you next week. Larry Weber is a recently retired from 40 years of teaching, and he is a twice-named Science Teacher of the Year. And he comes to us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 on North Shore Weekend. If Larry Weber is something you look forward to on Saturday mornings and you tune in just to hear him, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get that feedback, and we'd love to have your support for this programming. Call us at 387-1070 or 800-473-9847. You can also go online at WTIP.org, but it's very quick and easy when you call in 387-1070-800-473-9847.